At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. As always, check out all things 93.7 The Ticket at theticketfm.com. All things Carriker Chronicles at carrikerchronicles.com. Also on YouTube, just type in Carriker Chronicles. All right. I asked, you responded. We got lots of responses on the text line, and we're officially going to close the book on Colorado until something else happens with Dion and that blows up. But for now, we're going to close the book on Colorado and Shadur with some of the responses that you find folks gave us on the text line. Jake, take it away.
Yeah, let's get to some of the response. First off of Facebook, Thomas Wiegert says, I get not liking Sanders, but what about Travis Hunter finally playing a real defensive back? So all of us were pretty excited about seeing Tommy Hill get his number.
That's true. Good point.
Scott says off YouTube, can't we say how good Shadur Sanders is with the horrific line? As it stands, he hasn't done anything that lives up to the hype. And then off the text line, we've got lots of people chiming in and mostly in agreement with you for calling out Shadur Sanders and Dion. Let's see. 2280. Hope he's not a Browns fan. He says Cleveland Browns will draft him. It's what they do. 3994 says Colorado easily having a losing record this year. Jeremy and Lincoln says, Adam, 100% agree on the take. Where does that leave where does that leave Dion when he leaves? Would you hire him elsewhere?
Well, that's the question. If Colorado doesn't do good and he leaves, he may have to stay. That's the only reason I said 2 years from now for sure. Because I think he actually wants to go after this year. I think he wants to win. I think he wants Shadur to win the Heisman. Well, what dad wouldn't, but he wants him number one overall. And then he wants out of Colorado. The problem is if you're not very good, I mean, you're Dion, but at some point you're just a walking disaster media mess. And who's going to want that? So does anybody disagree with me? Because I want people who disagree with me, their voices to be heard.
I haven't seen too much disagreement. Mostly people in Lincoln are probably pretty happy to pile on Dion at this point.
Yeah, probably.
there has been some comparison a few different times to Scott Frost. Is Dion the new Scott Frost of college football? Sandman says. Also, 8510 says Dion and Scott Frost both thought they could walk into a Power Four university and the wins would just follow. Game planning, player development, accountability, all were put on the back burner, and it showed.
That comparison had not even occurred to me. There's things about that that make a lot of sense. I'm not going to dive too much into it just because it's Scott, but there's a lot of things about that comparison that actually do make sense to me. I'll just kind of leave it at that. And just to be clear, because I've had some of my good buddies text me, you're insane. This is why you don't work for, you know, the front office at an NFL team. Shadur is a top 10. I've said he's a top 10, top 5 talent. I've said he's going to be a top 10, top 5 pick for like a month now. What I said is I changed my mind because there's more than goes into it to just your talent. And he lacks a lot of those leadership, accountability, leader of men, locker room leader type skills. And that's why I think he's not a top quarterback, just to clarify. All right, unless something else comes in, let me know. We're going to shut the book on Colorado for now. All right. Jake sent me a weird picture last night. He's walking around the house in his Iowa PJs, took a selfie. Big smiling face, sent it to, no, he didn't do that. But he did tell me that he wears Iowa underwear. No, I'm just kidding. He didn't say that either. But he did say, I got a question, a serious question, because I got a split response when we chatted about this for like 90 seconds yesterday. And I'm genuinely curious. I cannot root for Iowa if they're playing like.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Iowa State or something, simply because they're Iowa. Now, it depends on how badly you dislike the rival. I would be more likely to root for Iowa than I would Texas. Like, I'm trying to think of anybody that Texas could play that I'd root for Texas. I can't think of a team. Okay, I'd have a really hard time rooting for Colorado. Colorado would have to play Texas for me to root for Colorado. Okay, Oklahoma, I actually have a lot of respect for Oklahoma. I have no problem rooting for Oklahoma most of the time. Okay, but Jake, seriously, how can you root for Iowa, who is apparently our biggest rival now? And I'm kind of used to that now. Iowa's being our biggest rival now, just because they're a Big Ten team. Are you telling me that if Texas was, and this is Texas, there's Husker fans listening, Jake.
Yes, that's
think
right.
About your response here. If Texas, and about 7-8 years ago, there was an article that came out, Texas OU might join the Big Ten. Obviously, it didn't happen. Then it was, they were going to go to the Pac-12. Didn't happen. Now they're SEC. If Texas was a Big Ten team and they're playing Iowa State, are you rooting for Iowa State or Texas?
Generally, I want the conference to do well. I've always been a guy that cheers for my conference. That came from when I was younger, and you could have arguments about whether Nebraska is one of the better teams in the country. Over the last 10 years, it makes less sense. Nebraska's bad, no matter how no matter how the Big Ten's doing, right? But now we're kind of getting back into that territory. I struggle, you know, when I watch Texas and Oklahoma play every year. Tough to choose. You know, it's really tough.
No, it's Oklahoma. It's easy, but go ahead.
Yeah, I can't. I don't like Oklahoma either. So I've got a little problem choosing between those two. But Iowa, I've been on, you know, I just think Iowa, despite being a rival, I like their brand of football more so previous to the last 5 years where they were more run heavy. Mm-hmm. You know, had really good offensive line and tight end play. Last couple of years, they've really struggled in offense. But you know, they've had a Butkus Award winner, a Ray Guy Award winner, a Remington Trophy Award winner, an Outland Trophy Award winner, a Jim Thorpe Award winner, a Mackey Award winner, all in the last 10 years. Like, it's a good Midwest, hard-nosed, low-scoring. I love low-scoring. I love 13-6. I have 20-13. I love 10-3. Those type of games, every possession matters, and the defense doesn't allow it. That stuff's fun. Special teams very much matters in Iowa to get those wins. So it's not that I necessarily love Iowa. Though their golden black is much like my high school color, so you know I kind of got used to that as well. It's the brand of football that I like, and yes, I generally will cheer for the conference. Even the 05 Texas USC game, that was one of I found myself rooting for Texas. There's not too many of those opportunities or chances, but in general, yes, I'll root for conference.
So you answered the question, but not really, because I asked about Texas, and all of a sudden you started talking about Iowa. Oh. That is the best non-answer since Matt Rule of Big Ten Media Days when asked about a record prediction. And he said, well, if I say 10-2, that means we're going to lose two games. Or if I say 11-1, it means we're going to lose a game. That was the best non-answer I'd ever heard from Matt Rule of Big Ten Media Days. This isn't quite as good, but it's up there, man.
Yeah, I'm working.
Texas, Iowa State, Texas is in the Big Ten. Who are you rooting for?
Well, actually, I did go down to Thursday Night Football in Ames, Iowa a few years ago for Texas and Iowa State, and I was definitely cheering for Iowa State. But all if right. They're in the conference, I'd cheer for the conference. I'd cheer for Texas.
Just don't shoot me a picture of you and your Texas PJs. All right, ladies and gentlemen, he's been my man, Jake. I've been Adam Carriker. This has been the Adam Carriker Show. I will see you fine folks on Thursday at noon. Tune in tomorrow at noon to hear Steve Taylor, former All-American Nebraska quarterback, drop that knowledge. Until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the ball.